Atlantic is truly a name you can trust. That's the signal of a happy show for happy motoring. And here's the star of the Atlantic show, your old friend, Bob, can you take it?
Well, Bob,
here we are back in Sydney after our quick trip to Brisbane last week.
Oh, yes, it was some trip too, Lloyd. I'll never forget that lady across the aisle on the plane.
You mean the one with the baby?
Yeah, the one with the baby. Fifi was sitting next to her, and when the mother started to give the baby its dinner, Fifi gave a snort and said, "Disgusting, feeding a baby in public." The mother said, "Madam, this is my baby. I'll feed it how I please, when I please, and where I please." The baby looked up and said, "That goes for me too, Tuts." Of course, it was a hillbilly brat, you know.
Yeah. You know, I love kitties, Bob.
Yes, so do I, Lord. I took my little nephew out to see the Royal Easter Show. He just had to see that statue of me at the Atlantic exhibit.
Oh, yes, the Atlantic building is the hit of the show, you know.
Oh, you said it, Lord. I also took my little nephew to see the livestock. We were walking along, and he said, "Uncle Bob, why is that man looking into that cow's eyes?" I said, "He's looking into the cow's eyes because he's going to buy the cow." A little further on, he said, Uncle Bob, why has that man got his arms around that calf?" I said, "He's got his arms around the calf, sonny, because he's going to buy the calf." Then he looked into the arena and he said, "Uncle Bob, why is that man holding that lamb on his lap?" I said, "He's holding the lamb on his lap because he's going to buy the lamb." Next morning, I was out in the garden. Little nephew came flying out of the house. He said, "Come quick, Uncle Bob, the milkman's going to buy the cook." Yes, sir. Well, customers, here it comes. Can you take it? And we have a gentleman here who volunteered before the show to play Can You Take It. Your name, sir?
Mervyn O'Neill.
Mervyn?
O'Neill.
O'Neill. Where are you from, Mr. O'Neill?
Bondi.
From Bondi. Now, Mr. O'Neill, last week we started our new jackpot, the Atlantic Riddle. This week it's worth £20, and you're the first to try for it tonight. Now, no help from the audience, please. Here's the Atlantic Riddle. You have 10 seconds to answer. My house has no windows, no roof, no floors. In fact, all it has is just two doors. What am I? You have 10 seconds. Must be something. No roof, no windows, no floors. Two doors on.
Jackdaw.
What is that?
Jackdaw.
Jackdaw. What is that? What's a jackdaw? No, it's not a bird. I'm sorry. That is not it. You had to tell me that one. No. By the way, if our next contestants tonight fail to answer, the Atlantic Riddle will be worth £30 next week, and only Can You Take It contestants are eligible. Mr. O'Neill, isn't it? What's first name?
Mervyn.
Mervyn. Hi, Mervyn.
Yes.
Call me Bob. Mervyn. Mervyn, have you been to the Royal Easter Show this year?
Yes, Bob.
You have, you? And what did you think of those crowds out there?
Oh, the terrific crowd there, Bob. Pushing around. Just like a lot of sheep. They're all over the place.
I see. Yeah, a few billy goats in there, too, wasn't there?
Yes,
bit of butting going on?
Yes, everywhere.
Yes. Well, you think you'd like to see the show again if you had a chance? Or you had it for this year?
Well, I had it for this year, all right.
Well, your penalty tonight for missing the riddle is to go back to the Royal Easter Show tonight, wade through that milling throng to the samples pavilion, go up to the counter, and ask if they have any omelet covers. Do you know what an omelette cover is?
I've never heard of it.
Neither have I, and I'm sure they will not have heard of it either. And they'll look at you as though you're crazy, and when they look at you that way, you say, "The yoke is on me." will you try that, Murray, will you?
I'll give it a go.
All right, now, we have a taxi waiting. We haven't much time. You must get back here before the show's over. We have a taxi waiting. We have a guide. My assistant, Frank Byer, here will take you out to the showground, and he knows the shortcuts. And when they look at you as though you asked him for an omelet cover, you say, "The yoke is on me." Now, just a moment, Mervyn. The yoke may very well be on you because we're going to fill your pockets with fresh eggs before you leave. Bring them on, boys. Come on, open up. Put them in the side pockets and everywhere. We're going to fill them up with eggs. There's 36 eggs going in his pocket. Put some in the breast pocket up here, too. One in each in waistcoat. Don't put any in the hip pocket because he has to sit down. That's the idea. Put one in each breast pocket. He's got 36 eggs in his pocket, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to the Royal Easter Show, and he has to go through the samples pavilion. And you know how the crowd is out there. How are you going, Mervyn?
I'll try.
You'll try, huh? Put one in each pants pocket, that's right. Put half a dozen in there, that's right. Load him up. He's got eggs in every pocket, ladies and gentlemen. What's the matter there, Lloyd? Huh? What's the matter? In the waistcoat pocket. Yeah, in the waistcoat. Wait a minute.
One, two, three, four in the waistcoat.
Listen, Mervyn, do you wear a hat?
Oh, dear, I left the damn alive.
We'll loan you one of ours. Bring a hat, will you? Well, we'll put half a dozen in the hat. Just lean over there, Merv, and put that... That's right. Now, put the hat on. Now, he's got eggs in every pocket. He's got eggs under his hat. Now, does it fit all right? That's a pretty good fit. A little tight, but that'll do. Now, Mervyn, I think I ought to warn you, old boy. Don't you tip your hat to anybody, will you? Now, there's a little catch in this. You can make a lot of money out of this stunt. You're going to the Royal Easter Show tonight through that crowd with all these eggs in your pocket. They're fresh eggs. But there's one thing about it. We will give you 3 shillings for every unbroken egg that you bring back at the end of the show. What do you say to that? That's over £5 you can make. If you tiptoe very warily through that crowd, you might make yourself over £5. Oh, he looks all puffed out here. Now, that's the rules of the stunt. Walk up and ask for an omelet cover and then say, ho, 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 the yolk's on me. Go to the next counter and say, the yolk. But when you come back, away you go to the Royal Easter Show and see if you can get him through the crowd. Just a moment. Don't... He's gone to the Royal Easter Show. You may wonder what the audience is laughing about here. While we were putting the eggs in his pocket, we pinned a sign on his back that said, "Ask me for free nylon." So if the sample hunters don't get him, the nylon thieves will. Aren't we villains, huh? Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, when he comes back, by the way, I must tell you, that stunt is not all it's cracked up to be. So stick around, and he'll come back near the end of the show. And now, speaking of nylons, ladies, get a load of this. Next week, we are giving away, absolutely free, 20 pairs of genuine nylon stockings. Every lady in the audience who would like a pair of nylon stockings, say yes. Oh, listen to those girls say yes. Well, girls, keep listening for details later on in the show. And here's Brad Collins and the orchestra in a topical number, Come to the Fair. I must say the description fits her. She's built like a house. Fifi Van Vaz.
That's some introduction, Mr. Laryngitis.
Oh, that's a... Wait a minute, laryngitis, that's a pain in the neck.
You're telling me. Yeah.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Fifi. All right, you win, darling. Say, didn't we have a lot of fun in Brisbane last week?
Oh, gosh, yes, Bobby. I met a lot of old friends up there.
Yeah, that old schoolmate of yours, the one who came up in the hotel, that old schoolmate, he was a character.
Oh, man, didn't he embarrass me at that hotel?
Yeah, listen, I'll play the part of the old schoolmate, and you be yourself, and we'll show the folks what happened.
Okay.
Good. Now, I'll walk up to you just like he did, and I'll say, Well, so you're Fifi Van Vaz.
That's right. Oh, I remember you when we were kids.
Yeah.
You wore the cutest little hat.
And so did you.
And you wore the cutest little coat.
And so did you.
And you wore the cutest little pants.
And so, you're Fifi Van Vaz. How are you? Oh, yes, we fooled him there. My, my. We did have fun last week.
Oh, Bob, I'd say, what about the taxi driver who drove us from the airport?
Oh, yes, that's right. Remember what you said to him, Bob, dear?
Yes, yes, Lord, you be the taxi driver, and I'll be myself again.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'll be the taxi driver.
Good. You hop in, Phoebe.
Thanks, Bob.
Where to, mister?
Well, we'll hop over to Lennon's Hotel first.
Righto, sir. What brings you people to Brisbane?
Well, we just hopped up to do a show. We're hopping back to Sydney tomorrow. Later, we'll hop down to Melbourne, then we'll hop back to Sydney again.
Blimey, how are you traveling by kangaroo?
Oh, yes, you'd think so. But the concert we gave for the Queensland Bush Children.
Oh, don't remind me of it, Bobby. You would make me recite.
Oh, yes. Go on, Phoebe. Recite that poem for us now.
I don't know how to recite.
Oh, you do too, Phoebe. I'll show you how to recite. Now, we'll take Mary Had a Little Lamb, and it's all the gestures you use, you know.
Gestures?
Gestures, sure. While you're reciting, you use motions of the hands. You start off with your hands behind. Put your hands behind. You say, Mary had a little lamb. Put your hands in front. Its fleece was white as snow. Hands behind. So forth and so on. See? Now, try it. It's just the motion.
All right, Bobby.
Good.
Mary had a little lamb in front.
Yeah.
its fleece was white as snow behind. And everywhere that Mary went in front.
In front.
The lamb was sure to go behind.
Yeah. You did pretty good. Go on, Phoebe.
Well, it followed her to school one day in front.
Till you couldn't follow her in front, did it? Go on.
It was against the rules behind.
That's right.
It made the children laugh in front.
Yes.
To see the little lambs behind.
Yeah!